Good? Okay. good? Okay, last two words on Chaf Zayim Abeis. Okay, today is the day when, started a little late, but we really need to spend a lot more time on the daf. There'll be at least three major shasugis on today's daf. We'll touch on and we'll do as much as we can, but again, we should always realize that Yosef Masha Kosov Khan, Yosef Masha Karinu Kosov Khan, a lot more than that's here is written here. Again, some of what we will discuss today, we have discussed in the past. That's the Gadlus of Daf Yomi, is that every few months you could review, you know, certain major shitos that I've mentioned before, and much, hopefully some will be new as well. Okay, Amar Rabba, last two words on Chazayin Mabez. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Shema Mixas Tekiyah, so the first 15 lines will be similar to what we had yesterday. Similar, not exactly. Shema Mixas Tekiyah, Bar U Mixas Tekiyah, Svasa Bar Yatsa, if somebody is standing outside of a bar, and the tokeya is inside the bar, and the tokeya starts blowing inside the bar, and then in the middle of his tkiya, he starts walking out of the bar. So says the Gemara, the first part of the tkiya, you were not yotze, because he was in the bar, but the second half of the tkiya, he was on top of the bar, so you were yotze, because you heard the second half of the tkiya properly. Mixas tkiya kodem shi'ala mura shachar, mixas tkiya lachar shi'ala mura shachar, lo yotze. If you heard the first part of the tkiya before mura shachar, before dawn, when it was not the zman for the mitzvah, and the second half after mura shachar, you're not yotze. So Amar Abaya, what's the difference? Maishna hasa debina kula tkiya b'chiyuv avaleka. What's the difference between the first case, where the first half of your tkiya, it was in the bar, and you only heard the echo, and still we say the second half is good enough. So achanami bina kula tkiya b'chiyuv avaleka. Here too, you should need the entire tkiya b'chiyuv, and you don't have it. So what's the difference between after amud hashachar versus outside of the bar? Says the Gemara, there's a major difference. Hachiyashta, hasam laila lavzman chiyuvahu klau. Over there, where you have a tekiyah, the first half of it, which is in a zman that is mufka from the zman kiyam hamitzvah, so that's considered nothing if it's before Amud HaShachar. And therefore, your tekiyah doesn't have a beginning. If your tekiyah doesn't have a beginning, then you can't be yotze with this tekiyah. Every tekiyah needs a beginning and an end. Hacha, bar makam chiyuvahu lozan omdi babar. But in the bar, really, that's a good tekiyah. If you would be in the bar with this Baal Tokeya, you would be able to be yotze with it. So really, it is a good tekiya. You just aren't yotze with it, so therefore when it comes out, it is considered a tekiya with the beginning. You just couldn't be yotze with the beginning, but you could be yotze with the end of it. Lameimra, so this is what we had yesterday now, again. Lameimra, the Sama Rav, is this to teach me that Rabba holds, Shama Sof Tekiya Blo Tekiya Tekiya Yatsa, that if you only heard part of a Tekiya, as long as it had a proper beginning, you would be Yotze. Umemela Tekiya Siyab Sof Tekiya Yatsa, and Memela, the beginning of the Tekiya, without the Sof Tekiya, you would also be Yotze. Meaning, do we see from this, as long as it is called a Tekiya, in this Zman HaMitzvah, you could be just hear part of it and it could be okay. Tashma, is that really true? Tashma, we have a brisa. Taka b'rishonu mashal b'shdik ishtayim and b'yadu ala achas. If somebody blows the second tkiya in a set and he blows it very long and he wants it to be used as the end tkiya of the previous and the beginning tkiya of the next, it doesn't work. You'd only count it as one. We had yesterday the Ritz Gaius who said that it only counts as the original one, the first one of the first set, but Rav Rishonim assumed this means that it counts as one of the ones that you're trying to blow for. So, in b'yadu ala achas, v'yamai, es t'gamar t'salak labatarti, if it's true that you could be yotze just with the beginning tkiya, the beginning part of a tkiya, or the end part of the tkiya, why can't you split the tkiya and be yotze with two? Answers the Gemara, Psuki tkiyasa miyadati lo paskina. No, it is, you're not allowed to do that. You're allowed to take a whole tkiya, and even if you're not using the whole thing, you could use part of it to be yotze, but you can't take one tkiya and split it in two. Tashma, another try. Hatokei l'tocha bar l'tocha duz l'tocha pites. The Mishnah that we had yesterday, if you blow into a pit or a cellar, im kol shofar shama yatsa, v'im kol avar shama lo yatsa. If you blow into the cellar or the pit, you are yotze as long as you hear the sound of the shofar. But if you hear the sound of the echo, you are not yotze. Again, ask the Gemara, v'yamai, leifuk betchilas tchia, mikami dila arbev kala. Why don't we say that you're yotze with the beginning part of the tkiya, that for a few seconds before the echo starts, the real sound of the tkiya is there. So why aren't you yotze with that beginning sound? As the Ramban pointed out yesterday, the assumption of the Gemara is that there was a requisite shear that was able to be heard. So if there was a requisite shear able to be heard, so why can't you be yotze with that amount, that beginning tkiya? So he answers the Gemara, you're right. let's change how we understand the case of Rabbah. Right, the case up top where we had, you heard part of it in the bar, part of it not in the bar. Don't be medayek that if you hear half of a sound is good enough. Different shot. Kika amar Rabbah bitokeya v'olol lanavshe. You know what the case is? A guy's blowing shofar in the pit, and as he's blowing shofar, he's walking out, and we're talking about himself being yotzei. Nobody else is involved. So that's where Rabbah says that you're yotzei the mitzvah. Why? Because after all, he was in the bar at the beginning when he was blowing in the bar, and he's out of the bar afterwards when he's blowing outside. So but the whole tekiah is perfect for him. So that's why, don't be medayek, you're right, in a chinami, it could be that just the beginning and just the sof would not be okay. If that's the case, says the Gemara, that we hachi my lamemra, then what's the chiddush? Then it's obvious. If he's inside and then he's outside, then obviously he was always at the place where he could hear the shofar. So what's the chiddush then of Rabbah's statement? So the Gemara says, Mao the tema zimna demafik mreisha, viakati shofar babar, vikamari vikala. No, you might think that we're choshesh for the following. On his way out of the pit, there is a moment in time when his head is outside of the pit and his mouth with the shofar is still inside the pit. So you might think for that split second, or few seconds, if you might stop there for a minute, that the sound of the shofar, he won't hear it. They'll be in the middle, and they'll have a problem in the middle. They'll have a problem in the middle, because his ears are going to be outside, and his shofar, it's a very, very short time, unless he stops on the way up. But the Gemara says, you might think that we're choshish for that kamash balan, that might be the chiddush. They don't have to worry about such a minute split seconds. So therefore, that's the chiddush of Rab. Okay. That's all finishing up what we discussed yesterday. Now we have new discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda, right in the middle of Chav Chesem and Aleph, new part of the sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda. First we'll read the whole 6-7 lines, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel olo lo yiska v'yim taka yatsa. Let's say you use the shofar of a karbon. Right, Rashi explains, you went over to a karbon while it was still alive, and you cut off its horn. And you use that for Tekiya shofar and Rosh Hashanah. So are you allowed to do that? Because after all, we know there is something called an Isser of Me'ila. You're not allowed to benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. Something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash is Asser Bahana'a to a Hedyot, to a non-Beis HaMikdash source. So the question is, what's the halacha in this case? So says Rav Yehuda, if you cut off a shofar of a carbon ola, lo yiska, you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't blow with it. You know what? If you use the shofar, so then you're yotzei. The shofar shall shlamim lo yiska, but the shofar of a shlamim, you shouldn't use v'imtaka lo yatsa. So it's a chilek between an ola and a shlamim, unusual in the direction that we wouldn't have thought of. Ola is an example of kashi kashim. Ola is the most holy carbon. And ola is totally burned on the mizbeach achitzon. That is one type of carbon. Shlamim is in the category of kashi kalim. The lower level karbanos. Shlamim, some is eaten by the Mizbeach, some is eaten by the Kohen, some is eaten by the Bailam. That's why it's called a Shlamim, because it brings Shalom to everybody. Everybody gets a chalak in the carbon Shlamim. So says the Gemara, you're not allowed to use the carbon, any carbon, lechatchila. B'di'eved, if you use the shofar of a carbon ola, you're yotzei. Shofar of a carbon Shlamim, you're not yotzei. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? My taima, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, ola bas me'ilahi. A carbon ola is subject to me'ila. Anything that is going to go onto the Mizbeach is subject to the Isra Me'ila of the Isra benefiting from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. So only is subject to Me'ila. But there's a halacha about Me'ila. Kivan dema'aba nafgalo lechulin. There's a halacha in the Isra Me'ila that once you violate and you use something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that item is yotzei lechulin. That item loses its kedusha. That's a result of your Isra Me'ila. Not only do you violate an Aveira, but you have now caused the item to lose its kedusha. That is part of the Isra Me'ila. So buy a carbon ola, which has an Isra Me'ila connected to it. Right? The whole carbon ola is going to be burned on the Mizbeach. So buy a carbon ola, so if you chop off the horn, and then you use it, so that's subject to Me'ila. So the second that you use it, it loses its kedusha. It loses its sanctity, and therefore you go to the mitzvah. Shlamim, but by the carbon shlamim, yeah, ironically, it's on a lower level of kedusha, but the lav mnei me'ilah ninhu. There really is no isra me'ilah by a carbon shlamim. The only type of me'ilah by a carbon shlamim, Rashi explains, the only type of me'ilah by a carbon shlamim is after the animal is shechted, and you have the fats of the shlamim that will be burned on the mizbeach, so at that moment, after you did zrikas adam, you sprinkle the blood, now there's me'ilah by those fats. Before they're burned, because now those fats are destined and designated to be burned on the Mizbeach, so now there's Me'ilah there. But there's never Me'ilah by any other part of the Karban Shlamim. By the meat, by the horns, by anything. So therefore, by Shlamim, there is no Isser of Me'ilah. So therefore, Isser hu derachah behu, there's an Isser, maybe midrabanan, to use it, but it never has the Isser Me'ilah d'araisa violated on it, and thus, v'lo nafki l'chulin, and therefore it never goes out, it becomes chulin. That's the difference between a carbon ola and a carbon shlamim. A carbon ola has an isra me'ilah, and therefore it's yotzei l'chulin if you use it, and therefore you can be yotzei your mitzvah of shofar. Masha'enki, when it comes to shlamim, which does not have an isra me'ilah related to it in the parts of the animal that we're talking about, therefore, at most it might be an isra d'rabanan, there's no isra me'ilah d'araisa, and therefore it never goes out and becomes chulin. What Isser are you violating? Well, it's Asr Bahana. It's Asr Bahana. Once it still belongs to Hekdesh, it's still Asr Bahana. I think you're asking what the Ritva is asking, so we'll let's just finish and then we'll come back to it. Let's do four more lines and then we'll talk about it. Maskevlo Rava. Rava says, 1 second. Amas Labasar Dataka. When do you, what are we saying? By Ola, you're Yosef Adiyevit, because it's Yosef Lechulin. When does it lose its sanctity? Only after you benefit from it. So that's after you blew. You need it to be yours when you blow. Ki kataka bisur kataka. What difference should it make when Ola and Shlamim, even by Ola, which we're saying is better, Ola loses its sanctity when you blow, but it only loses its sanctity after you use it. While you're using it, before you're using it, it's still kadosh. So what difference should it make, says Rava, between the different karbanos? So therefore, Rava rejects the chilek. Ela ama Rava, echazev echazev lo yatsa. So Rava says, no, you're not yotzi in either case. Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava changed his mind and said, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Yotza, by any carbon you're Yotze. Why? Here's the first Shas principle of the day. Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. Mitzvos were not given Lehenos to get benefit from. And therefore, if something is Asur Bahana'ah and you are using it for a mitzvah, that is not considered Hana'ah, because doing a mitzvah is not called Hana'ah. So there are major, major discussions to have. Let's just mention a few ideas, and then we'll move on, because as I said, today's daf is chock full. So let's go one by one. First of all, I think what Yisrael was asking what the Ritva said. The Gemara suggested at certain points that you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. So Lamaisa, why wouldn't you be yotzei a mitzvah? Because you're violating Me'ilah? What do you mean? So you're violating Me'ilah. So we're talking about when you yotzei the mitzvah, though. So you don't need the shofar to be yours to be yotzei your mitzvah. You can use a shaul. You can use a borrowed shofar. So what's the whole habamina as the Ritva? Kashali mikomakam atakapo. Umali yavadi sura ilo. So what that you violated an isser? Kivan zalobi'in a shofar shalom. Yotzei b'shofar shaul. Just like you can sit in a stolen sukkah. In a borrowed sukkah, so what's the difference here? So you used it of so you violated Me'ilah, so what? So the Ritva gives two answers. Number one is what you might be thinking, and that is mitzvah haba b'aveira. Maybe it's mitzvah haba b'aveira. Maybe it's because you did violate the aveira, so just like stolen matzah, just like stolen lulav, so do here. And in the notes, he quotes the Tosfos Yeshayahu that says, here it's even worse, because it's mamish, your mitzvah is the aveira. If you stole matzah, now you're using it. So now the object, the avera was already done to it. So the object is labeled, but now you're doing a mitzvah. But here it could be even worse, because what's the avera? The avera is to use the shofar. So what's the mitzvah? To use the shofar. So it's mamash even worse than a regular mitzvah above avera, and therefore it could be a problem. So you're about to ask me, but is your yotzei with a kol? Right, it's not the object, it's the kol. But still, the Ritva is explained. We'll see that not everybody agrees to that. The Chachmei Sfarad say there is a problem of shofar hagazel. So that's why he might be assuming. They don't hold that. They don't hold the vein b'kol din gezel, as we'll see in a minute. But that is one answer the Ritva gives. Then listen to this fascinating answer. Inami, another reason why we might say that you're not yotzei your mitzvah when you use a shofar of a karban. She'im lo yatsa lo avad isura. Mutiv hu lomer shelo yatsa. If we say you're not yotzei your mitzvah, then it comes out that you never violated Me'ilah, because you didn't get any benefit from this. You happened to blow it, but you didn't get any benefit from it. So he'd rather say that you aren't mekayim your mitzvah, because then we're saving you from an isser of Me'ilah. Those are two reasons the Ritva gives why, Lamaisa, what's the problem here? So what that you violated Me'ilah? Why aren't you yotzei? Number one, mitzvah baba veira. This is the Ritva Lashitaso, that this is one of the few mitzvos that mitzvah baba veira applies to, shofar lulav karban. And the second answer of, if we prevent you from doing the mitzvah, then you will not have violated Me'ilah in the first place. Another point. What does it mean, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu? does that mean mitzvah wasn't given lehenos? So there's a well-known Rashi here in this sugya. Rashi here says, what does lo lehenos netnu mean? Right after the few lines of the Bach, lo lehenos netnu, li Yisrael, li yos kiyumam lehem hana'a. Mitzvos were not given to Bnei Yisrael for hana'a, elo lo'ol al tzavarehem nitnu. It was given to be a yoke on their necks. So that's why Rashi says it was given. It was in the Nesina. The Nesina, HaMitzvos, was given to be a burden, and therefore fulfilling mitzvos is never viewed as hana'a. The Meiri is a little more expansive. The Meiri says, Sha'acha she'ein hana'a acheres bo'aymen el aguf, shalo ninu ha-mitzvos lios kiyumam hana'a laguf, u'muchrachu adam lasosam. You have to do mitzvos whether you get hana'a or not. It doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in. Heinche tehelo hanas aguf pekiyumam, heinche yelo tsar. It doesn't matter if we're up in the morning and it's exciting and or if we're exhausted and we're tired. We have to get up and learn. Right? There's no choice in the matter. That's how we have to view it. Right, so that's what the meme is. Mitzvos bav lehenos, and it wasn't dafke nitan lehenos. The Ritva even adds that, of course, you're going to get hana. You're going to get schar for every mitzvah that you do, but that's not here. That's not here. Olam haba, you get the schar, but at least in this world, mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. I just saw one thought in the Chiddush Yarim al Derech Haggadah, where he's quoted as saying, "But once you do the mitzvah, don't you feel better? Because you have this burden on you, and once you do the mitzvah, you feel good. So isn't that hana? You've removed the ol from your neck." So isn't that a hana that we should feel? So he says, all that t-rates that the ol never stops. Shaha'ol hu tamidi bilti posek. Once we said na'asa v'nishma, that's it. He says, if you feel that an ol has been lifted and now you're free, so then that might be mitzvos lehenos nenu. That's not the appropriate mentality. Appropriate mentality, says the Chiddush Yarim, is that we always have an ol. And if we always have an ol, so that is what we should be happy. We should be besimcha that we have an ol, right? Eid Adam, Nikra ben Chorin el Mishiasot Batorah, but it is not something that we should get hana with. So that fits what fits nicely with that Chiddush Yarim that we always have an ol is a beautiful thought I mentioned a couple years back on Shavuos from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi asks a Nasa v'Nishma. He asks halachically, how did Nasa v'Nishma work? We will do and we will listen. What does that mean? We committed to Hashem to do whatever we knew right now, and we also said whatever you tell us in the future we'll do also. Nishma, whatever you tell us. Ask the Beis Halevi. We know there's a halach in the Rambam. The Rambam writes as follows. If I go to you and say, I commit to pay you whatever you want. Whatever you want from me, I'll pay you. So you say, $2 million. You know what? I don't owe you a thing. Why? Because you can't obligate yourself to something that is not definite. To a davar she'eino katzuf. You can't say that. If you go over and say, I owe you $2 million, then okay. Then you pick something definite, and that might work. But you can't say, I'm obligated to you whatever you want. That doesn't work. An obligation requires a davar hakatsuf. So ask the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa v'Nishma work? Bnei Yisrael came and said, we're going to do whatever you want, Hashem. So the Beis HaLevi is assuming that we have to be, Bnei Yisrael and Hashem's relationship is meshubit to the Torah. So how did that work? It was infinite. So says the Beis HaLevi, you're right. If they just said, we'll do whatever you want, that would not work. But there is a way for it to work. How? If a person goes over to another person and says, I am your slave. I am your servant. They first create that relationship. So then Mamela, whatever the master says, the servant has to do. That works. If somebody says, I'm your Eved, so if you're an Eved, you have to do whatever the master says. Says the Beis HaLevi, that was Nasa v'Nishma. When we said Nishma, we were saying Hashem, we're your Avadim. We're Avde Hashem. That's what we're committed to. Mamela, once you're an Eved Hashem, which is an all-encompassing commitment, so then Mamela, you have to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's the Chiddush Yarim here. Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu is a constant ol. Don't say, oh, but once you finish the ol, you have Hana. No, you're Avde Hashem. We're Avde Hashem. And if we're Avde Hashem, so then the ol never stops, and therefore, Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu. That is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi Ala Torah in by Nasa v'Nishma. I think it's in Yisro, even though Nasa v'Nishma is in Mishpatim. Okay, and just one other point that we mentioned in the past, and that is there is one exception to Mitzvos Lav Lehenos Nitnu, according to some Achronim, and even some Rishonim, and that is Talmud Torah. We mentioned that there are a couple of sources that say that by Talmud Torah, you're allowed to get Hana, you should get Hana. The Egle Tal in his Hagdama writes that there are those that think that the best way to learn is sitting there, hating it, and doing it just L'Shem Shemayim. I really don't enjoy this. But you know what? I'm going to do it because Hashem told me to do it. Says the Beis HaLevi, that might apply, says the Egle Tal, that might apply by other mitzvahs. But when it comes to learning, the greatest level is to love it. The greatest level is to enjoy it, to get a geschmack from it, and go, oh, It's great, and chas v'shalom to think that's shalom lishma. That's the greatest, because that's how it gets into your blood, he says. He says it goes into your dam when we're into it, and we're excited about it, and we get up for it. So says the Eglei Tal, that is an exception to the rule of mitzvah zavol hanos ninu. That's what Rav Avraham Nahar, one of the Rishonim, says also on the Mishnah Nedarim on Daf Mem Ches, which we've had quoted in this Masechta. That is, if I make a neder that I'm not allowed to get benefit from any sefer in a city, I can't get benefit from the Sifrei Torah. I'm not allowed to use the Sefer Torah of a city if I'm mutar hanah from a city. So he asked the Rishonim, what do you mean mitzvah zavol hanos ninu? Why can't you use the Sifrei Torah, the Svarim? So the answer is, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, it is Nita Lehenos, and therefore it's going to fall in the Neder. Okay, we'll have to stop here in this and move on. But as I said at the beginning, the first line of today's shiur, we'll have to realize that today we can really spend hours and hours on. It's one of the top 20, I would say, in terms of how long you can talk about this daf in Shas. But again, we'll do as much as we can. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says a different pair. What about if you use a shofar of Avodah Zarah? A shofar of Avodah Zarah is asur bahana'ah. So what if you use it? So you shouldn't be tokeya with a shofar of Avodah Zarah. But if you did, you were yotze. The Ran points out that it must be of Avodah Zarah of a... Well, let's wait for a minute, then we'll say it. B'shofar shel Nidachas lo yiska. The contrast. What about a shofar of an Ir HaNidachas? Ir HaNidachas is a city that most of its inhabitants worship the Avodah Zarah, and the city is destined to be burned. So that type of city, also, its spoils are asur b'hanah. So lo yiska, you shouldn't use it. V'imtachai lo yatzah. And if you did use an Ir HaNidachas shofar, then you're not yotze. My time, but what's the difference between Avodah Zarah private and Ir HaNidachas? Ir HaNidachas kitusei mechta shiure. Ir HaNidachas, its in spoils and its contents is considered as if it is crushed. There's a principle that we have a few times in Shas, and that is something that is destined to be burned is halachically considered burned already. Sometimes this is called, it might be a mechalik between the two, but it's a similar idea to kol ha'omed listrof kisarav dami. Something that already has label on it, needs chiyuv to be burned, it's as if it's burned. So if it's burned, it doesn't have a requisite shear. We mentioned yesterday that a smaller shofar you could use has to be big enough for you to hold it and to be seen a little bit outside your hand. So by a shofar of Ir HaNidachas, it's as if halachically is viewed as not having a shear, and that's why you wouldn't be able to use it. But the shofar of Avodah Zarah doesn't have that. What kind of shofar of Avodah Zarah are we talking about then? Right, doesn't an Avodah Zarah also have to be burned? So the Ritva here says, we're talking about an Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, that does not have to be burned. Only Avodah Zarah of a Jew has to be burned. Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew, once, he doesn't have to be burned. And maybe it's even mutter bahana, even after he was mevatelit. Let's say the guy goes and says, I am not worshipping this anymore. I am not accepting it as my God anymore, so therefore it's no longer Avodah Zarah. It's batel. That's called bitel avodah zarah, and then it's not aser b'hanah anymore. The Ritva here, though, says though that it's still ma'us to use it, even after bitel of the guy. The Ritva adds on, one shouldn't use this lachadchila because it's ma'us. It's disgusting to use such a shofar for a mitzvah. But me'ikar hadin, one can use it. Period. Just to throw in here the machlokes, because it does not come up in the Gemara, but it relates to this, and that is, what about a shofar hagazel, a stolen shofar? Could use a stolen shofar. That is a major machlokas. We've always said over the sheet of the Rambam. But once you know that, it's a machlokas with the Rishonim here. The Rambam holds you could use a stolen shofar, even though you cannot use a lulav, stolen lulav, a stolen matzah. Why? Because the Rambam holds the mitzvah of shofar is in the sound of the shofar, and the Rambam says, ein b'kol din gezel. There's no isser by the sound. You stole the object, but the sound wasn't stolen. The sound just comes from the object. And therefore the Rambam paskins, ein b'kol din gezel. The Ran here, the Ritva here, and others argue. They say the Rambam is based on a Yerushalmi, but the Bavli, they assume, argues, and says the Bavli never says that shofar guzzle is okay. If it was to be okay, it should say it. The Bavli says, lulav ha-guzzle is puzzle, and the Bavli explains it, mitzvah ba-ba-veira. The Bavli talks about others, so therefore, Lechora, the same thing should apply, says the Ran, says the Ritva here, that even a stolen shofar should be a problem. No, this fancy ein b'kol din gezel, but still, even if you want to say that, maybe the object is stolen, maybe they don't hold to that principle, either way, they argue on that Rambam. Okay, next. Amar Rava, hamudar hana mechaver, hamudar lot kolot kishol mitzvah. Let's say I am mudar hana from you. I say I'm never allowed to get benefit from you. Says the Gemara, you still are allowed to blow shofar for me. because the principle mitzvahs la'avla hanos nitnu, and therefore it's not viewed as hana, so you could blow shofar for me. Hamudar anami shofar, or even if I say I'm not allowed to get benefit from this shofar, much of the call those kishah mitzvah, I am allowed to get somebody's allowed. I'm allowed to use that even to blow shofar for my tkiyah. V'yama Rava, hamudar anami chaveiro. Let's say I'm mudar hana for my friend. Mazal la mechazas miosek shamim. Let's say I'm tamimes. So a kohen who I made a promise to never get hana from is still allowed to sprinkle the mechatas, the ashes of the paraduma on me, in order to make me tahar, as long as it's in the winter, because then I'm not getting any other side benefit. But if it's a 100-degree day and he's sprinkling these ashes with a little water on me, not only will I get the mitzvah becoming tahar, but I'm going to get benefit cooled off. And say the Rishonim here, if you are also getting a physical pleasure along with the benefit of doing the mitzvah, so then the principle of mitzvah zlava hanosinu does not apply. Here, it's a boiling out, and you're getting sprinkled with some water, so besides the mitzvah, you are getting physical pleasure, so therefore the principle of mitzvah zlava hanosinu would not apply. Or a similar case, hamudar anami mayan, let's say I make a nether not to get benefit from a certain spring, or a certain well in the middle of my backyard. So tova baltila sham mitzvah mosak shamim. I could use that to go to the mikvah during the winter when it's freezing outside. I could go into there because I'm not getting other benefit other than becoming tahar and fulfilling that part of the mitzvah. Avalomi mosak chama. But if it's boiling out and I made a nether never to get hana from this swimming pool, right? Let's say if it's a mikvah, and then I'm not allowed to use it because the principle of mitzvah zavah henosin nu would not apply there. Whenever there's physical benefits coupled with the hana that you get from the mitzvah, so that is why that then the principle would not apply.
In case of shofar, how many kolos could you get in the hana?
Good question. Even if you want to say according to the Rambam of Ein B'Kol Din Gezel, even according to the Rambam, are you only allowed to blow the minimum amount of kolos? But what are you doing after that? It's still mitzvah, it's still kol. So still, once you say Ein B'Kol Din Gezel, it sounds like fundamentally, you know, there's no, it's not shayach because you're using the kol, unless afterwards you like the sounds. And I'm not sure if the Rambam would say that only the minimum requirements would be. What if one of the kolos turns out not to be good? So did you get any benefit from that? You like the sounds of the shofar? Not sure. Okay, next. Okay, so that was all mitzvahs la'avla hanos nitnu. Now we get into the next shas sugya. Like we had yesterday, we touched on it. Mitzvahs srichos kavana, oh ain't srichos kavana. They send to avod shmuel, kafova ochel matzah yatsa. If somebody is forced to eat matzah, they stuff it down his mouth. You're still yotze the mitzvah. So kafoman, so who did the forcing here? Ile makfo shade. Is it that a shade was kofeyu? A shade comes and stuffs it down your mouth? So what does that, what do you mean? So Bahatan, the bride says, no, because then you wouldn't be Yotze at all during that time. Why? Itim cholom, itim shote. If somebody is lucid, and then a few minutes later, he becomes a shote, he loses his reality, loses his consciousness. So kshu cholom hariku b'keach l'chol dvarab, when he is with it, so then he's chayv in mitzvahs, and he's Yotze mitzvahs. Kshu shote hariku shote l'chol dvarab. So if it's a shade forcing him, which the Rambam would not call a shade because he doesn't believe in shade, then the Rambam would say that that means just he's not with it, and he goes into he's incapacitated for a few minutes. So that moment he's putter for mitzvahs. So how can he be Yotze the mitzvah at that point? So that can't be what the case is talking about. So Amar Abashi Shekafu Parsiim. No, it's that the Persians were forcing him to eat a piece of matzah. That's what Rabbi Avodah Shmuel says. You are Yotze Kafu Parsiim. The Ritva here says even if a guy is screaming, I hate this, I don't want to do it, I hate it. If you Lamaisa are eating matzah, and the Ran adds, you know it's Pesach, and you know this is matzah. You have to have those two. If you don't know it's Pesach, you don't know it's matzah, then it's no good. If you know it's Pesach, you know it's matzah, even though you're being forced to do it, so you are still Yotze. So an interesting point that Sharm Sarnab Balacha makes, and that is, why Dafka Parsiim? First of all, why not Jews? Why not Jews? What if Jews are forcing you? So then the Ritva says, doesn't say Jews, because that's for sure okay. Because we know there's a principle about Kofan al-Mitzvah Zaseh. Bezdim, when they have the authority, when we have a Bezdim, they're allowed to force you to do any Mitzvah Zaseh. So of course you're going to be Yotze. That's number one, it doesn't say Jews. Why Dafka Parsiim and not any other nation? Why Dafka Persians? So he says, unbelievable. He says there are some Rishonim that say that if you don't do Haseba when you eat matzah, you're not Yotze. Right? Day is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So you have to do Haseba. That's what we're machmir on that. We say you eat again. if you didn't eat it with a seva. So are you leaning here? You leaning here? So the Gemara in Brachos, we had a couple years ago, the Gemara in Brachos, which leads off all the samidos of various nations. So on Daf Mem Vav Mebeis, it says the Persians used to eat beheseva. Parsi ma yochlim beheseva. So says the Sharmis Yalacha, they're forcing you to eat, lachar, they have you lying down on the couch. So it must be that you're eating beheseva. That's why Dafka says Parsiim. Kafu Parsiim, because that's to hint to us, that Gemara in Brachos, that you are eating beheseva as well. So no problem with that. So, what does that tell us? What does that halacha tell us? The fact that you could be forced to eat matzah, mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana l'chora. You don't have kavana to do the mitzvah that you're being forced, and you still yotze. So, amar Rava, zoso meres atokeil l'shir yatza. So, if this applies to matzah l'chora, it should apply to shofar. If you're just blowing shofar because you love the sound of it, hatokeil l'shir yatza, you yotze your mitzvah. What's l'shir? Rashi gives two pshatim. Either you're doing it because to make nice sounds, or Reb Yitzchak bar Yehuda, Rashi's, one of Rashi's Rebbeim say, it means, no, there's a shade in the house, and you're trying to get the shade out of the house. Okay? So again, that's two pshatim while you're blowing, other than l'shei mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Chananel on the last line gives a third pshat. He said, no, you're blowing to give shevach to Hashem, but you're just not doing it l'shei mitzvah. The last line of the Rabbeinu Chananel, going, hod dechziv halu b'seik ha-shofar. When you praise Hashem, he blows shofar in the middle of the davening, because he likes to praise Hashem with shofar. Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi's pshatim would not be yotzei. Because at least according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you're doing it l'shem, a form of tefillah, which shofar is, not just not l'shem mitzvah. So that's shayach to say it's in the same ma'isa. But if you're dafka doing it just l'shower, l'zamer, or the other pshatim of Rashi, he thought that maybe Rabbeinu Chananel would not agree to Rashi. That's why he gives that pshat. So says the Gemara pshita, so second to last line, isn't it obvious what's the difference between matzah and shofar? By matzah yotze and by shofar yotze, what's the difference? So says the Gemara, no, there could have been a havamina. Isn't it the same thing? So no, you might have said that by matzah, the ikar is to eat. Elamaisa, you ate. And Rashi adds, v'nehene ba'achilaso. You got hanah from eating. So, that's good. Aval haqa, but here, zichron shrua k'siva, but here by shofar it says, zichron shrua, you should remember the shrua, v'haimis asik ba'amahu, and therefore there's a result that you're supposed to realize and think about the shofar, and here you didn't. Kamash malan, still, we say it is good enough. Alma k'sava rava, therefore the yisod is, both by shofar and by matzah, mitzvos, Ein Tzrichos Kavana. Obviously, when you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to think about doing the mitzvah. You're supposed to think that I'm doing this l'shem the mitzvah. But the principle is, if you did the mitzvah perfectly, even if you weren't thinking about l'shem mitzvah, still, you were yotzei the mitzvah. Eisvei. So now we're going to talk about that. We're going to have three cases to ask if that's true or not. Eis mei ha'yikari, but already gives my mikra. Mishnah Brachas, second parak. Let's say you are reading the Torah, and you happen to get up to the Parsha of Kriyashma, and it happens to be the Zman of Kriyashma. So, im kivin libo yatsa, so the Mishnah says, if you had kavana to be yotze Kriyashma, then you're yotze, vim lavo yatsa. And if you didn't have kavana, you're not yotze. So isn't this a kasha on Rava? My love kivin libo latse, doesn't this mean if you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah or not? And this Mishnah therefore would prove mitzvos, srichos kavana. Answers the Gemara, no. Lo, likros, it means you have kavana to read, not kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So that's therefore there's no rise. So Gemara says, Likros Hakakari, what do you mean? The bitch says you're reading. So what do you mean you have kavana to be read? You're reading. So Gemara says, no, Bakori Lahagi. What are you doing? You're like the sofer, and you're editing the Torah. So you're reading a little bit, but you're not constantly reading. You read some, you eye some others. So you're not constantly reading. That's what the Mishnah is emphasizing. You have to make sure you have kavana to read, because if you don't not have kavana to read, it could be that you missed some words that you just glossed over with your eyes and you read without formulating and mouthing and enunciating the words. So that's what the Mishnah means, meaning though no raya to this sukkah. There is a major problem with the shita of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona in Maseches Brachos. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona, at the end of the first paragraph of Maseches Brachos, says that even if you paskin mitzvos ein srichos kavana, that is only by mitzvos that have an action related to it, by a maisa. But any mitzvah hatluya b'dibur, any mitzvah that is about speaking, then everybody agrees that mitzvah srichos kavana. Because after all, what else do you have? If it's all about speaking, if you have an act, so you did the act. You blew the shofar, and you ate the matzah, and you shook the lulav. But if it's all about speaking, if you don't have kavana, then what do you have? You have nothing. Speech is a function of intellect. So you have nothing. So therefore, that's what the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Vavim and Aleph, and the Daf Yarif, and Maseches Brachos. Asks the Bach on that Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he do with this the Kriyashma? The Gemara talks about it in the context of Kriyashma. See, Lisa Mitzorachini does not answer. This is a very hard, difficult question in Rabbeinu Yonah. Because the Gemara relates the sugya, mitzvah zuchas kavanah to kriyashma, l'chora, that is a mitzvah shel dibur. And he says, beferis, that it only applies to a mitzvah shel maisa. Mitzvah shel dibur, everybody would agree that mitzvah zuchas kavanah. Unless he says, that's the maskana. And in the Havamina, we thought otherwise. Either way, it's a difficult, it's a strong kasha that the Bach has, the Bach on that Rabbeinu Yonah, in the back of Maseches Brachos. Okay, back to our Gemara. That was number one, try to ask a kasha. Number two, Tashma, the Mishnah again from yesterday. Somebody's walking behind the shul. And he hears the shofar from inside. If he puts his mind to it, he's mechavi to be yotzei, then he's yotzei. If not, he's not yotzei. So again, my love him keeping libo lotzeis. Isn't this another question? The Mishnah says you have to have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, to be yotzei shofar. So Gemara says, no, lo lishmoa. No, no, it means you have to have kavanah to hear. To hear? Lishma bashama. What do you mean he hears? What do you mean kavanah to hear? He's listening. What kind of kavanah are we talking about? No, savor chamor ba'almahu. No, it could be that he just thinks it's a donkey braying. So even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, still you need to have kavana for the act. If you think that you're hearing a donkey while you're really hearing a shofar, then for sure you're not going to be yosei. You need some awareness of the act taking place, even though you don't need kavana to do the mitzvah. That's Rabbeinu Chananel's lashon here. But halfway down, Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Kivin libo l'shmoa ulahavchin imutzkias ben adam utzahalas sus." You have to realize if it's a shofar, if it's a horse, right? Even though you don't need kavana to do the mitzvah. Okay, that's across from right in the middle of Rabbeinu Chananel. Number three, try. Esva, another kasha that we have on Rava. Niskavin shomeya lo niskavin amashmiya. Mashmiya lo niskavin shomeya lo yata shiskavin shomeya umashmiya. If you have kavana, if somebody is lacking kavana, the one blowing doesn't have kavana, or the one listening doesn't have kavana, either one, so that ruins it. So ask the Gemara. Bishlamon niskavin mashmiya lo niskavin shomeya. I understand the case where the mashmiya, the blower, has kavana and the shomeya does not have kavana. Kasavar chamar ba'almahu. That's the case that we just gave. That if he thinks it's a donkey, that's an example of a case where the shomeya does not have kavana. Elo niskavin shomeya lo niskavin mashmiya hechi mishkachas la. But what's the case of the mashmiya, of the baal tokeya, not having kavana? Lava tokeya lashir. The only case I can think of, says the Gemara, is where he's blowing stam for music. Blowing stam to enjoy it. So if that's the case, then we're back with our kasha on Rava. So this is a source that says if you don't have kavana for the mitzvah, you're not yotzei. So the Gemara says no. There too, you might get out of it. Dilma to come minbach nevuche. Maybe there he just has kavana to bark, literally, like minbach means to bark. He just kavana to make sounds. He's not even kavana. He doesn't have kavana to blow sounds. So it could very well be that he's not going to come out with shofar sounds. Tosis explains, it just so happened that he came out with good shofar sounds. But really, he wasn't focusing on coming out with shofar sounds. And therefore, that's an example of Lonis Kavin Mashmiya as well. So we end up without a kasha on Rava, and we end. So this is the end of the sugya of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana or Ein Srichas Kavana. Halacha L'maisa, what do we paskin? So the poskim in Siman Samach and Shulchan Aruch quote the Shita of the Radvaz. That is what we usually assume. And that is by Mitzvah D'oraisa, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, by Mitzvah D'rabanan, Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. So therefore, by Mitzvah D'oraisa, we really have to be very careful, because it could be that we're not Yotzei the Mitzvah unless we do it with Kavana. We did mention yesterday the important Chai Adam that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And that is if you're in Shul and you're shaking a lulav and you're hearing shofar, then stama, even if you're daydreaming, you're still Yotzei. But if you're not there, if you have Berchas Hamazon and other Mitzvahs D'oraisa that we do, we really have to make sure to have Kavana, because it could be we're not Yotzei without Kavana. By Mitzvahs D'rabanan, though, you don't need Kavana. This is part of the reason why, for example, by Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, most Rishonim hold that it's a Mitzvah D'rabanan. So why do we say, if it's nighttime, if somebody says, what night is it? You have to say, yesterday was. Why don't you say tonight? You don't have Kavana to do it. No, we pass by D'rabanan's Mitzvahs Ein Sfirichas Kavana. So you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah, right, when you say tonight's 42. If you say that, you could be Yotzei. The Rambam holds Daraisa, fine. But most Rishonim say it's Darabanan. So if it's Darabanan, you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah even without Kavana. That is why we say yesterday what day it was. Not tonight, because that could be Yotzei the Mitzvah, even if we don't have Kavana, to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Good. So now we get to the third. We started like 5. Everybody has to come here at 6:10. So then I'll stop at 7. Come here at 6:20, so then I have to go 3 minutes extra. So that's just have to give me 3 minutes extra today. So Amrle Abaya. So next sugya. The next sugya, again, we had today Mitzvah Lava Henderson, new Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, Reis Srichas Kavana, and now we have Baal Tosif. Again, each one of these requires 5 hours of shiur by itself, but we'll do what we can. Amalei Abaya, 1 second. We just said mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. What does that mean? If you don't have kavana, it's as if you had kavana. So Abaya says, let's take that to another sugya. We know there's an isser to add on to the Torah. Isser of baltosif. So says Abaya, that luchora is only if you have kavana to do the mitzvah. That's when you did this baltosif. But you just told me, by mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, even if you don't have kavana, it's as if you had kavana. So why don't you use the same principle by baltosif? Ela me'ata, hayoshi bishmini basukha yokeh. What happens if the day after sukkah, so you just want to sleep out in the sukkah? You want to sleep out in the sukkah? It's nice outside. You want your kids to, you'll go out there to have a little camping trip. So you don't have kavana to do the mitzvah. So says Abaya, you should say you get malchus for that. You don't have kavana for the mitzvah? But what do you mean? We just said you don't need kavana to be considered kavana. So just like by mitzvahs, ein tzrichas kavana is as if you had kavana, so too, why don't we say by Baal Tosef? If you don't have kavana to do the mitzvah, it's as if you had kavana, and therefore you violate Baal Tosef. Omalona, shiny omer, no, it's a big difference. Mitzvos eino over alein elabizmana. No, mitzvos you only violate in their time of fulfillment. You can't violate sukkah, not on sukkahs. You can't violate shofar, not on shofar. That's the principle that is said. A mitzvos baltosif can only be violated in the zman ha-mitzvah. So if you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a zman, then it can be violated always. But if you have an avera that or a mitzvah that has a zman, you can only violate it in its time. There is a separate difference of baltosif, but it's only if it's connected to a mitzvah. We did mention, I'll mention it again here, because again, it's a great one to remember. We did mention the machlokas Rashi and the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim, and that is, what are there examples of baltosif? All the examples of baltosif, which the Gemara is going to quote here, that Rashi quotes, is adding on to an existing mitzvah. Having 5 parshas in your tefillin, shaking more than dalin minim, adding on to your tzitzis. That's all the examples that Rashi gives. The Ramban says, even if you make up your own mitzvah, bada mitzvah milibo, the Ramban holds that's also baltosif. That's the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. And the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Re'eh says it's meduyik in the Psukim, because there are 2 parshas of Baal Tosef in the Torah. There's one in Vaeschanan, and there's one in Re'eh. So the one in Re'eh says, everything that I tell you, lo Tosef lo Tigra mimenu. Don't add on. Says the Vilna Gaon, that is Rashi's kind of Baal Tosef. Whatever I tell you, don't add on and don't take away from it. But says the Gruf, you meduyik in the Psukim in Vaeschanan, that just says, don't add on to my Torah. The language of the Pasuk. It says that's the Rabban type of Baal Tosef. So the 2 types of Baal Tosef are even meduyuk in the Torah itself. So that's 2 types of Baal Tosef. Okay. Other, it was also interesting, it says if you sleep in the sukkah, why not just eat in the sukkah? You sleep in the sukkah on Shmini, is there what about Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres in Galus. Do we sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres in Galus? So we Paskin, you don't. There are some Rishonim that say, even though we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you're not supposed to sleep in it, because that'll be really l'shem mitzvah, that could be a violation of Baal Tosef. The Vilna Gaon was against it. The Vilna Gaon writes in Maisa Rav, and the Chayyadim even quotes it, that he slept in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Even when it was snowing, the Chayyadim said, he slept in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres to show everybody that was the halacha. But that is interesting. The Gemara here says, Yashain, even though that might not be what we do on Shmini Atzeres. Okay, Masav Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Let's go 2 more minutes and then we'll stop. Masav Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Minar l'koin sh'olo l'duchin sh'lo yomar. How do you know that a Kohen... We're going to ask a Kasha. What the Kasha? What was the principle that we just said? We just said the principle that Baal Tosef is only violated in the time of the mitzvah. So we're going to ask on that. Minar l'koin sh'olo l'duchin. How do we know that a Kohen who goes up to Duchin, Shalom Yomar, Hovenin Ali Torah Lushus Lavarech as Yisrael, since the Torah has given me Rishus to give a bracha, Osif Bracha Achas Mishali, I'll give 1 bracha for myself. You know, I'll add on a bracha. Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, that's not enough for me. I'm going to add one on. Kagon Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yosef Aleichem. Hashem, you know, shall make you great. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Tamalomar Lo Sasif Al Adavar. That's an Israel Baal Tosef. Ask the Gemara of Ahahacha, Kivan Debarech Le Avar Le Zimne, Fakhtani De Avar. Once you finish Berechas Kohanim, then your Zman HaMitzvah is finished. And it still says you could violate. So isn't that a raya against? So Achamayaskinan, but the low sign. No, he's thinking in the middle of Berachas Kohanim. He's going to add something on. Vatani Siyim. What do you mean? There was a brisa that says it after he finished. No, Siyim Bracha Achas. It means he finished 1 of the Psukim. Berachas Hashem Yishmerecha. Now he's going to add on. Gemara says, no, Vatani Siyim called Berachosov. We have a brisa that says Beferish. He finished everything. So Gemara said, no, Shiny Hacha. There is different. Kivan de Ilu Misramulate Sibur Achrina Hadar Mavarech Kula Yoma Zimnehu. Since if he walks into another shul, and they're doing Berachas Kohanim, he could go up and duchen again, therefore the entire day is considered the zman of the mitzvah of Berachas Kohanim, so therefore we keep our yesod, they can only violate Baal Tosef, when there is when it is this Zman HaMitzvah. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, 6:10 tomorrow. We start on the nose. Tomorrow's daf is also major. Again, we start the fourth parak tomorrow. Zera Darabah, there is much to talk about every minute. Let's say if we start on time, at least we have a chance. So let's all try to work on that. Okay, good. Yosemimasha Karanu Kasuv Khan.